At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Six on a gloomy Wednesday night. Campbell X at your service. I'm George Sells with you until 10 o'clock. 48 degrees in downtown St. Louis at the Arch, as Sean Michael Lyle just told us. And I'll update that drizzle to what seems to have upgraded from looking out the window to a raining cats and dogs. This is miserable. The weather the last few days, miserable. Don't worry, I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about the weather all night, but we will talk about the weather at one point. See, this is what they call in the biz a segue into what we're going to be doing for the rest of the evening. And the weather conversation we will be having coming up in our next hour, just after 9 o'clock, involves some National Weather Service early outlook forecasts that could be bringing us, yes, a white Christmas. Do we dare say it? Do we dare dream it? It's definitely going to be cold, and the conditions are at least setting up that way. The Riverfront Times, of course, took the liberty to take that and go digging around some computer models, and they found the one that's talking about a foot of snow, which is certainly exciting. Though my kids, I think, would rather have the foot of snow while they're still in school. So that request will be put in with Santa Claus, God, Mother Nature, and the National Weather Service meteorologist of your choice in St. Louis. All of those people will have that request coming to them. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and what the real realities are as far as that white Christmas possibility coming up in the next hour. As we move on here in this first hour, Sean's actually going to join us in a couple of minutes because he just got off the phone with Bob Nation, mayor of Chesterfield, talking about that downtown Chesterfield concept that the city council there just passed today. And it's an interesting concept based on a couple of things. For starters, the idea of essentially creating something that in most places developed organically over a period of decades and centuries. Yeah. St. Louis has a downtown for obvious reasons. Older communities like Webster Groves, like Kirkwood, like Maplewood have downtowns because those little central areas were the first things to form up as people expanded their reach out of the city center back, goodness, in the 1800s. Chesterfield's going to just tear down a mall and build one. That's the plan. So what will that look like? And I think another interesting question, particularly to those of us of a certain age who grew up where malls were the thing, is what is happening to the malls? Because if you look around, at least in our community right now, very few shopping malls have any resemblance of good health. I mean, West County is still pretty busy, though there, if you read between the lines, if you look at some of the space that's filled in there and who's filling it, there are obviously some folks in there that couldn't have afforded a lease for any space in that building 20 years ago. But, you know, hey, we'll cut you a deal. Why will they cut them a deal? Because they don't want empty space, because empty space leads to exactly what they're dealing with in Chesterfield. You know, the Chesterfield Mall is in the condition it's in because one day somebody took a walk inside and noticed that the place was literally below 50% capacity. And I mean, this has not been that long. I moved to St. Louis 14 years ago. And at that time, I guess it's 15 years ago now. Yeah, 14. At that time, I remember when I was first working for Channel 2, my first Christmas working at Channel 2, I got set out to Chesterfield Mall to do the Christmas shopping live shot. And Chesterfield Mall was what malls are, jam-packed with people, every store open and full, every space clearly full and accounted for. And, you know, it was the picture of what retail is supposed to look like. Goes all the way back to what? Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Who loved that movie? Where the mall was the center of the teenage universe. Now, with the exception of West County and to some degree the Galleria, most of the malls in our area can't even keep space full. And then, you know, some of them have gone, you know, the way of the dodo, so to speak. If you look at what happened to Chesterfield, if you look at Jamestown Mall and the remnants of that where millions are going to be spent just to tear the place down. They've already torn down others. So what has happened to the mall? We can talk about that a little bit. Want to hear from you on these topics, by the way. 314-436-7900 is the number to dial. 314-436-7900. We'll be taking your calls all night long. If you want to talk about any of these topics, give us a ring and we will get into that. What happened to the malls is kind of a rhetorical question. We all know that Amazon happened to the malls. The perfection of online shopping happened to the mall. What, I don't have to leave my house? I can sit here and do all my Christmas shopping in my underwear? This is fabulous. This is what every American has always dreamed of. And so that's what's happened to the malls. You can't go to the mall in your underwear, but you can get on your computer that way. And a lot of people would prefer that. So, but it's interesting to see what these developments are going to look like. You know, places like Chesterfield, and then, of course, Crestwood. That project is much farther along, obviously. What we've seen up in North County, another project that is farther along. What happened to those malls is the big question. Will it work? These redevelopments into little town areas or something along those lines. That is the question as we go forward, really, about what do you do with all this space, all this land? So we'll get into all that. New police chief also in the news. That's really interesting. That is really interesting. We've been waiting for some time, obviously, for the new chief to be named. We have obviously seen lots of things happening in the city of St. Louis that folks are not happy with. There's a lot of gunfire out there. You don't have to go far to hear it. The downtown area, many would argue is not as safe as it once was. There are other areas of town where gunfire erupts with such regularity that people don't think of it anymore. I'll never forget that news conference that Mayor Jones was doing with the mayor of Kansas City last year. And all of a sudden, some shots were fired very nearby, and she barely flinched. And she said at the time, and this is not a criticism of the mayor at all. Quite the opposite. She said at the time, it's like, you just become so used to hearing it, it doesn't make you jump anymore. So at what point do you want to be in a position where gunfire doesn't make you jump? Well, that will be the assignment of new police chief Robert Tracy when he takes office 1st of January. I guess it's the 9th, I believe, is the actual start date. And he's coming from Delaware. He has been in New York. He has been in Chicago. He has had success in these places. Claims to have reduced shootings in Dover by 50% on his watch, and overall crime by about a quarter. I say claims. I've not seen the official numbers. I'm going to make the wild assumption that he wouldn't say that, knowing how easy it is to for a journalist with a little time on their hands to go back and dig all those numbers up. So let's go ahead and take him at his word that that is what happened in those communities. And if he is able to replicate that here, I think there'll be people calling for a statue to be built someplace. Because there is a lot of frustration in this community about the crime situation right now. So we've brought in the guy who's got the big city experience. And I've also got to thank, producer Matt Pajeski and I were just talking about this, the accent's got to play. I mean, I know that Mayor Jones would never say that this had anything to do with his hiring. But when they've got a New York accent, doesn't it just sound a little bit to you like they know the street? A little bit like they're the guy in that cop show. They're the guy on Hill Street Blues. They're the guy on NYPD Blue who busts the bad guys and makes the world a safer place. It just sounds like they know how to fight crime. I think a New York accent every day on television in St. Louis is going to scare the bejesus out of every criminal in town. We can at least hope that. Best of luck to Robert Tracy in all seriousness, because it is something that this city desperately needs. Is some success in that position, some success in that department, and some success in getting crime numbers down so we can proceed with the rejuvenation of the downtown area. You know, a lot of good things going on in St. Louis. I mean, if you listen to me much, and I know I'm one of those guys that just kind of dips in and dips out every now and then on a night when the Cardinals aren't playing. But I'm an optimistic guy. I think anybody who's listening to me with any regularity knows that. And the tenor I take on this program is one of optimism and one of a generally positive outlook for what our city can become and can look like and can achieve. And that has not changed. But I can tell you this, if people don't feel safe in the areas that once were not only believed to be but assumed to be safe, then we're going to have a very serious problem getting people to live downtown, getting people to work downtown, getting people to play downtown. And this community as a whole, like every one of you out there, I don't care if you're listening to me in downtown St. Louis or out someplace past Wentzville. You're a St. Louisan. And if the downtown doesn't thrive, you know, don't expect the rest of it to do real well. It starts at the core. Really does. So, lots to talk about. Again, the number 314-436-7900 on a rainy, disgusting night in downtown St. Louis. What better things to do than sit by your radio and talk on the phone. At least it's try. George Sells, back with you in a moment.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KMOX at your service. Wednesday night, rainy, rainy Wednesday night. George Sells with you till 10 o'clock. Quick correction, new chief Robert Tracy, Wilmington, Delaware, not Dover, Delaware. I did too well on my Capitals quizzes back in fifth grade. And
yeah, it's Wilmington, which is, just to give people a sense of what that is, it's basically South Philly. You go down the river and you have like Chester, which is a really rough neighborhood of South Philadelphia. It's even south of that, so it's tough territory.
And Sean Michael Lyle joining me now, as you may have noticed, right there. And Sean is with us to talk about another of the stories. This is a busy news day.
Yeah, it's been a busy news week. You know, for the holiday season when everything's supposed to calm down, not at all. We also have Lamar Johnson, for example, and that he may testify. Apparently, he's going to testify tomorrow morning. And so, yeah, it's a lot of going on.
Well, what we teased and what we're going to get into now is this downtown Chesterfield project. You got to talk to Mayor Nation for a good few minutes out there a little while ago, and I'm sure he's excited. What does he say to those naysayers that don't like tax increment financing and think that that's just a shell game to line the pockets of developers?
Well, he says that it is a tax increment financing is not a tax break. It's not a subsidy. It's not putting any money into anybody's pockets. It's not helping somebody pay for their project. That what the tax increment financing does is it shaves off property taxes and it puts it into a fund that will pay for public infrastructure around and near, and also not necessarily around and near, but public infrastructure in support of the project.
So two school systems that could be impacted by this, Parkway District and the Rockwood District.
Yeah, Parkway was the most vocal at first. Now, they said, well, this is going to, the developer estimates maybe 250 kids will come to our schools. Well, we think it'll be more in lines of 800 kids. Well, Mayor Nation was saying, well, they lost 3,000 kids over the past however many years, and they should be happy to have more kids. Though that it really doesn't look like a legitimate that it would really be that many. These are high-end apartment styles that kind of geared towards like tech-savvy millennials, that people who would have toddlers at best, and most of these people, you know, don't have children, oftentimes are single. So it probably shouldn't do that much impact on the schools. But his point is that all taxing or tax-based agencies and entities will do well in the long run from this project. That's what the mayor says.
What are your thoughts on this, Sean? What I find fascinating, how it gets paid for here and there, what I find fascinating is this concept of we're going to take a shopping mall that's a white elephant, we're going to raise the thing, and we're going to build a downtown from scratch. Because I can't think of where you see a downtown that they just said, okay, we're building downtown, poof, here it is. And these are things that just sort of organically develop when they start as a settlement. And
well, yeah, you think of traditional cities. High density development is kind of where it's been for the past 20 years or so. High density development is the idea, and once again, it doesn't really appeal to families who still in America like a lawn and a backyard, but it appeals to those people who want to be able to work where they live, go downstairs to have a coffee and a pastry, and then maybe go across the street, walk across the street to have dinner, and then go over to the specialty shops for their bicycles and their athletic gear and everything. The people who are walkability and convenience. That's really what these things are all about. And they appeal to younger people. So that's kind of what they are for. I'm from out west where this sort of thing has been going on for a while. One of the negatives about them that I can tell you is when they're at full speed, they can be great. But 30 years down the road, and I've seen ones that are 30 years old, they're usually not made out of stone and brick. They're usually made out of stucco and wood, and they begin to look like a tired old mall after a while.
I think it's interesting also the fact, you know, we are, you know, full disclosure, Sean and I are both of a certain age.
Yes.
Where, like you talk about families with kids want yards. Back in my
day. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I wonder, does that change? You know, is that something that's good? Is that the next thing? I mean, we've already seen the entire use case of a shopping mall turned on its ear in 20 years. We've seen opinions on everything from legalized marijuana to legalized gay marriage completely turn tail in 20, 25 years. Are we going to see, is the next thing we're going to see, particularly in the age of, you know, the millennials who want it their way, their style, and now, are we going to see a change to, I would rather always have that coffee shop down the block that I can walk to, and if it means throwing my kid in a stroller and taking him with me, so be it. And if it means I'll take my kid to the park a few blocks away and not have to worry about cutting the lawn that my dad made me cut when I was a kid.
Yeah, well,
heck, I'm 52 and I'm starting to rethink my priorities.
The history of this, and it does go back quite a ways. The history of this is that, you know, I don't have kids. My wife and I never wanted children. We don't have children. We've always been downtown type people. We live downtown here. We've always been that way. But once people have that child, then they want the security of a front yard and backyard. Those places where children grow up in urban environments have basically been because they can't afford to get out. So, you look at San Francisco, for example, which is, you know, from my territory. I grew up in San Jose, the suburban part of the Bay Area. You go to San Francisco, you know, you're surprised to see a child there because it's such an urban environment. So, even with these mixed use, very safe, very controlled, almost gated community kind of feel to them, they just don't attract the people that have these families. So, yeah, you won't find a lot of kids in places like this. And then again, we'll look at what, quite frankly, killed malls. And that was, you know, too many teenagers hanging out, causing problems, even in the good neighborhoods, even in the good cities.
Well, them, and don't forget Jeff Bezos.
Well, that had a lot to do with it too. But malls became undesirable type of environments because you have too much of people that aren't there spending the money and just hanging out, and they're causing problems. I mean, not necessarily violent problems, but they're making it not a enjoyable and a prosperous atmosphere. So when you go out to the burbs, I mean, you pop up anywhere in West County and you pop up a housing development, you can't, you know, just pop up the houses and get out of the way, because they're going to trample you buying them.
And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because Chesterfield kind of combining both. We're going to create a downtown, do it in the burbs.
Yeah, and that might be the thing that makes this work, is the idea that it is a downtown for those people. And when they do have those children, you know, they meet each other at the coffee shop, they get married, they have the kid, and then they move to the house with the lawn in the backyard. It's just a couple miles away.
If they can afford it in Chesterfield. But that's another discussion for another day.
They'll work at the office that's next to where they live. So
if they don't telecommute from home.
If they don't telecommute from home.
Plenty of changes are coming. Sean Michael Lyle, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy night to talk to us. 8:30, I'm George Sells with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Coming up, talk a little bit more about that police chief coming to town. Call us. 314-436-7900. I'm George Sells, KMOX at your service.
Your home of the Cardinals.
Arenado slings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice, KMOX.
K34 KMOX, and I'm going to perform a public service by not attempting to sing the first line in Roxanne over a 50,000 watt transmitter. That is something that no one wants to or needs to hear. You know, that break coming into this, I don't care who you like in the NFL, you've got to love the way the Chiefs announcer calls a touchdown. I mean, Matt, I'm pulling you in on this. It's like, can it not turn you into a Chiefs fan, at least a little bit, when you hear, touchdown, Kansas City?
Yeah, that's Mitch Holthus. He's one of the greatest play-by-play announcers for football ever. He's great.
I love that. You get excited about it. It's like, you know, I'm like everybody else. I was a Rams fan. Now the Rams are gone. I'm feeling my way with the NFL. I've turned into kind of a bandwagon jumper, but not even like good bandwagons. For example, I've jumped onto the worst bandwagon possible. I find myself rooting for the Detroit Lions of late. I mean, the poor Lions. I think they're not the only team that's never been to a Super Bowl, but they're pretty close. It's like them and the Browns. But I was Detroit kid for lived in the suburbs of Detroit through middle school and high school. My dad and I had season tickets to the Lions for 5 years at the old Silver Dome. You know, we were season ticket holders back when the roof collapsed under the snow. Those were great times. The Lions were terrible. I think their best year, they were 9-7. They made the playoffs. Billy Sims. Anybody remember him? One of the long line of great Oklahoma running backs to go through the NFL. But the Lions were, I mean, if you watch SEC football on CBS on a given Saturday afternoon, Gary Danielson, the color commentator, he was the quarterback for the Lions. That's how bad that team was. I mean, not exactly an imposing figure, but that was that. But anyway, completely off topic, but, the NFL, a good announcer can get you excited, and that's a great call. 836 KMOX, and we're sitting here in downtown St. Louis, which is about to become home to a new police chief. Want to take your calls on this, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can call us, you can text us. Send a carrier pigeon if you like, but we want to hear from you. You can also hit me at George Sells on Twitter if you prefer that form of communication. And what I want to hear from you about is expectations, demands, needs, wants from this chief and this department. Mayor Tashara Jones, for the first time in the history of the St. Louis Police Department, going outside of the St. Louis Police Department – to hire a chief. That is a big step, because what you're doing to some degree, at least by doing that, is saying that internally we're out of ideas. I mean, that is kind of the statement that that makes. And I know that that's not a popular thing to say among those who love and respect this department. And I am one of them. I mean, I know a number of people on the St. Louis Police Department, some fairly well, others not so well, but certainly well enough to respect, like, and value them as individuals and value their opinions and value their creativity in the field at which they are professionals. But at the end of the day, what is being said by the administration is that we're out of ideas internally. We need to get somebody who's done it somewhere else. And the good news about this, and I think the thing that we can all be optimistic about this, is that Robert Tracy, coming to us from Wilmington, Delaware, has done this somewhere else. He has done this in several somewhere else's, if you will. He has worked in Chicago. He has worked in New York City. So he's done the big city thing. He has done the bigger city thing. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you go to an interview for a job. The first thing they want to see is your resume. What have you done? What have you accomplished? Tell me specifically what you have done to make me want to give you this job. And Robert Tracy has been able to come here and say specifically that as police chief in Wilmington, Delaware, he has knocked down the shooting numbers by about 50%. He has knocked down overall crime by more than a quarter. Murder rate is down. Much smaller city than St. Louis is, but if you were listening last segment with Sean Michael Lyle, gave us a little insight on Wilmington, Delaware. It's kind of suburbanish or suburban adjacent or urban adjacent, if you will, to city adjacent to Philadelphia. Sounds sort of like the way East St. Louis butts up to St. Louis, you know, separated by a river, many of the same problems on both sides of said river. And they have got a lot of crime issues there over the year. And he had some success in tamping those problems down. Another thing that I found encouraging, and yes, I was one of the 14 nerds on the live stream when they were doing the police chief interviews from Vashon High School last week. He has been the new guy in a department that had never before had a new guy. Wilmington was in the same situation St. Louis is. They had never gone outside the department to bring in a chief. And they decided it was time. They decided it was necessary. And he was the man they hired. He then came in and he achieved what by all accounts is a strong moniker of success. So then you ask the question, why did the city council in Wilmington, Delaware, more recently, have a vote of no confidence on him? And there were issues about diversity on his command staff or lack of it. I have got to think that he has reasonable answers for that, because if we know anything about Mayor Jones, that would be a big, huge red flag. Like, you know, if you've got issues with promoting, you know, people who do not look like you, or people who are not of the same gender as you, the same race as you, same anything as you, if you've got issues with that, I cannot imagine that Tashara Jones is going to have a whole lot of patience with you. So he must have been able to sufficiently answer that question in a job interview behind closed doors where, you know, nobody was pulling punches. So I'm going to give that benefit of the doubt that he was able to answer that question sufficiently. And, you know, a no confidence vote from a city council, you know, any elected body ebbs and flows with its attitudes and opinions. And sometimes it's just a function of you do one thing that makes the wrong person mad who can sway enough of the votes, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a mess. So, again, And I don't mean that to sound like I'm shilling for our new police chief who is not yet here. But what I am doing is looking for the answer as to how and why a decision gets made when there are some things out there that would seem to be red flags. But again, I think that in this instance those are probably pretty explainable and would have had to have been for this guy to be able to get through that interview process and get the job. So what do you want to see? This is my question, and this is what I want to hear from you on, 314-436-7900. What needs to change? What needs to be done differently by police in St. Louis, Missouri, to knock down a crime problem that is just seeming to be spiraling? And I'm walking down the street downtown the other day, and I look up at the AT&T building, and I see boards in the windows. Now, part of it is because that building is basically vacant, and of course, that's going to be, that's going to be the case with any building that nobody is in. But we also know from listening to the news over the past several months that those missing windows came from people shooting windows out. It kind of reminds me of like some weird, crazy postmodern version of It's a Wonderful Life. You know, the part where George Bailey is throwing rocks at the windows of the old abandoned house for good luck. Well, in 2022, it's you come downtown with your AR-15 that you can legally carry anywhere, and you start shooting windows out of the high rise. So how do we make this stop? And the answer from our new police chief is you treat every shots fired call as if it were a shooting where somebody has been hit. You know, if the report of shots fired goes out on the scanner right now, it is a fairly humdrum call. When somebody has actually been shot, you know, here comes the cavalry. So from what I gather from his public interview at Vachon, this chief's version of attacking the problem with the shootings is basically making sure that people understand that the cavalry is coming every time a gun is discharged in the city of St. Louis. And maybe that is part of the answer. I hope he's got the people to do it, because we all know that the department is understaffed and it's going to take a lot of people. He talked a lot about the use of technology. He mentioned ShotSpotter. Very specifically, ShotSpotter is basically a technology where they have microphones on streetlights around the city that can hear gunshots and immediately put a ping into the command center.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your home of the Cardinals.
Arenado swings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice. KMOX.
.834 KMOX, and I'm going to perform a public service by not attempting to sing the first line in Roxanne over a 50,000 watt transmitter. That is something that no one wants to or needs to hear. You know, that break coming into this, I don't care who you like in the NFL, you've got to love the way the Chiefs announcer calls a touchdown. I mean, Matt, I'm pulling you in on this. It's like, can it not turn you into a Chiefs fan, at least a little bit, when you hear, touchdown, Kansas City!
Yeah, it's Mitch Holthus. He's one of the greatest play-by-play announcers for football ever. He's great.
I love that. You get excited about it. It's like, you know, I'm like everybody else. I was a Rams fan. Now the Rams are gone. I'm feeling my way with the NFL. I've turned into kind of a bandwagon jumper, but not even like good bandwagons. For example, I've jumped onto the worst bandwagon possible. I find myself rooting for the Detroit Lions of late. I mean, the poor Lions. I think they're not the only team that's never been to a Super Bowl, but they're pretty close. It's like them and the Browns. But I was Detroit kid lived in the suburbs of Detroit through middle school and high school. My dad and I had season tickets to the Lions for 5 years at the old Silver Dome. You know, we were season ticket holders back when the roof collapsed under the snow. Those were great times. The Lions were terrible. I think their best year, they were 9-7. They made the playoffs. Billy Sims. Anybody remember him? One of the long line of great Oklahoma running backs to go through the NFL. But the Lions were, I mean, if you watch SEC football on CBS on a given Saturday afternoon, Gary Danielson, the color commentator, he was the quarterback for the Lions. That's how bad that team was. I mean, not exactly an imposing figure, but that was that. But anyway, completely off topic, but, the NFL, a good announcer can get you excited, and that's a great call. 836 KMOX, and we're sitting here in downtown St. Louis, which is about to become home to a new police chief. Want to take your calls on this, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can call us, you can text us, send a carrier pigeon if you like, but we want to hear from you. You can also hit me at George Sells on Twitter if you prefer that form of communication. And what I want to hear from you about is expectations, demands, needs, wants from this chief and this department. Mayor Tashara Jones, for the first time in the history of the St. Louis Police Department, going outside of the St. Louis Police Department to hire a chief. That is a big step, because what you're doing, to some degree at least, by doing that is saying that internally we're out of ideas. I mean, that is kind of the statement that makes. And I know that that's not a popular thing to say among those who love and respect this department. And I am one of them. I mean, I know a number of people on the St. Louis Police Department, some fairly well, others not so well, but certainly well enough to respect, like, and value them as individuals and value their opinions and value their creativity in the field at which they are professionals. But at the end of the day, what is being said by the administration is that we're out of ideas internally. We need to get somebody who's done it somewhere else. And the good news about this, and I think the thing that we can all be optimistic about this, is that Robert Tracy, coming to us from Wilmington, Delaware, has done this somewhere else. He has done this in several somewhere else's, if you will. He has worked in Chicago. He has worked in New York City. So he's done the big city thing. He has done the bigger city thing. I mean, a lot of times, you go to an interview for a job. The first thing they want to see is your resume. What have you done? What have you accomplished? Tell me specifically what you have done to make me want to give you this job. And Robert Tracy has been able to come here and say specifically that as police chief in Wilmington, Delaware, he has knocked down the shooting numbers by about 50%. He has knocked down overall crime by more than a quarter. Murder rate is down. Much smaller city than St. Louis is, but if you were listening last segment with Sean Michael Lyle, gave us a little insight on Wilmington, Delaware. It's kind of suburbanish or suburban adjacent or urban adjacent, if you will, to city adjacent to Philadelphia. Sounds sort of like the way East St. Louis butts up to St. Louis, you know, separated by a river, many of the same problems on both sides of said river. And they've had a lot of crime issues there over the year. And he had some success in tamping those problems down. Another thing that I found encouraging, and yes, I was one of the 14 nerds on the live stream when they were doing the police chief interviews from Vashon High School last week. He has been the new guy in a department that had never before had a new guy. Wilmington was in the same situation St. Louis is. They had never gone outside the department to bring in a chief. And they decided it was time. They decided it was necessary. And he was the man they hired. He then came in and he achieved what by all accounts is a strong moniker of success. So then you ask the question, why did the city council in Wilmington, Delaware, more recently, have a vote of no confidence on him? And there were issues about diversity on his command staff or lack of it. I have got to think that he has reasonable answers for that, because if we know anything about Mayor Jones, that would be a big, huge red flag. Like, you know, if you've got issues with promoting, you know, people who do not look like you, or people who are not of the same gender as you, the same race as you, same anything as you, if you've got issues with that, I cannot imagine that Tashara Jones is going to have a whole lot of patience with you. So he must have been able to sufficiently answer that question in a job interview behind closed doors where, you know, nobody was pulling punches. So I'm going to give that benefit of the doubt that he was able to answer that question sufficiently. And, you know, a no confidence vote from a city council, you know, any elected body ebbs and flows with its attitudes and opinions. And sometimes it's just a function of you do one thing that makes the wrong person mad who can sway enough of the votes, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a mess. So, again, I don't mean that to sound like I'm shilling for our new police chief who is not yet here. But what I am doing is looking for the answer as to how and why a decision gets made when there are some things out there that would seem to be red flags. But again, I think that in this instance, those are probably pretty explainable and would have had to have been for this guy to be able to get through that interview process and get the job. So what do you want to see? This is my question, and this is what I want to hear from you on 314-436-7900. What needs to change? What needs to be done differently by police in St. Louis, Missouri, to knock down a crime problem that is just seeming to be spiraling? And I'm walking down the street downtown the other day, and I look up at the AT&T building, and I see boards in the windows. Now, part of it is because that building is basically vacant, and of course, that's going to be, that's going to be the case with any building that nobody is in. But we also know from listening to the news over the past several months that those missing windows came from people shooting windows out. It kind of reminds me of like some weird, crazy postmodern version of It's a Wonderful Life. You know, the part where George Bailey is throwing rocks at the windows of the old abandoned house for good luck. Well, in 2022, it's you come downtown with your AR-15 that you can legally carry anywhere, and you start shooting windows out of the high rise. So how do we make this stop? And the answer from our new police chief is you treat every shots fired call as if it were a shooting where somebody has been hit. You know, if the report of shots fired goes out on the scanner right now, it is a fairly humdrum call. When somebody has actually been shot, you know, here comes the cavalry. So from what I gather from his public interview at Vachon, this chief's version of attacking the problem with the shootings is basically making sure that people understand that the cavalry is coming every time a gun is discharged in the city of St. Louis. And maybe that is part of the answer. I hope he's got the people to do it, because we all know that the department is understaffed and it's going to take a lot of people. He talked a lot about the use of technology. He mentioned ShotSpotter. Very specifically, ShotSpotter is basically a technology where they have microphones on streetlights around the city that can hear gunshots and immediately put a ping into the command center with a pretty close to accurate GPS location from where the gunshot came from. That is technology that the city of St. Louis has had for a number of years and that it employs. So he's not going to have to walk in here and, you know, hat in hand begging for money to buy the technology he needs. The technology is already in place. He's got it. So he plans to utilize it, and he plans to utilize it again. Gunshot is fired, police show up. That's one thing. That sounds a whole heck of a lot like a game of whack-a-mole to me, considering how often you hear shots fired in the city right now. But we shall see. Trying something different, I find to be refreshing, even if it does sound like we're playing whack-a-mole. At the end of the day, this will be much more about relationships. This will be much more about a building of trust. You know, I, for one, would argue that at least in spots, we need to get back to having police officers walking beats instead of being in cars. And I don't mean to sound like I'm pulling an episode of Andy Griffith out on you and going, back in my day, because that's not what we're talking about here. But I was thinking about this in a conversation with my 17-year-old son. How often do you have a positive interaction with a police officer anymore? And I'm not just talking about in the city. I'm talking about St. Louis. I'm talking about Kirkwood. I'm talking about Webster Groves. I'm talking about Chesterfield. Pick your town. How often do you have a positive interaction with a police officer? Unless you are a kid or an employee in a school where they've got a resource officer who comes every day whose job it is to interact with everybody. Because for the most part, like you come in downtown St. Louis, they're riding around in cars. Almost all the time, they're riding around in cars. You go out to any of those suburbs I just named, they're riding around in cars. They're not walking around. They're not talking to people. So the only time you interact with them is when they pull you over for speeding, they get you for doing the old rolling stop through the stop sign, or your plates are expired. Or if you're involved in something, you know, a little more nefarious that can cause you problems with the law. But that's when you interact with a police officer. It's not like if you go to New York. I keep getting back to cops in New York tonight, Matt. I don't know what the deal is. But you go to New York, and because it's so pedestrian heavy, you've got police out on the street on foot. And your interaction with a police officer there is, how do I get to the nearest subway station? Or is that pizza joint across the street any good? These are both questions that I have asked New York City police officers in my last three visits. It can be a positive, and usually it's like it turns into a positive reaction thing because the guy's cool or the gal's cool, and she's like, that place kind of stinks, but if you go down there two blocks and make a left, best pizza joint in the neighborhood, you know. And that's my memory of that New York City police officer instead of the ticket I was written for whatever I was doing on a given day or night in my car, because that's the only time in Metro St. Louis that you ever interact with a police officer. So those are two things. Chief Tracy, if you're listening, call in. Let us know what you think of this assessment. Maybe I'm completely up to my ears and you know what, but that's how it strikes me. So we'll continue those discussions. If you want to talk about it, still give us a call, 314-436-7900. We can get back into that in the next segment. And another thing we're going to be talking about, another longtime downtown fixture leaving downtown. Not something we want to see. I'll tell you about it coming up next. I'm George Sells, 849 on KMOX.
Work or play, KMOX is right there with you. We go where you go.
KMOX at your service. George Sells with you till 10 o'clock. Quick segment here as we close down the hour. And I didn't mean this to turn into a doom and gloom downtown show. It's just the last couple of segments that these items have come up. We talked about the crime situation, police situation a few minutes ago. And now very briefly, another downtown St. Louis stalwart is leaving, and that is KMOV Television. Used to be in the same building with this station, with KMOX. Everybody was One Memorial Drive, big happy family looking out the window at the Gateway Arch that you could almost reach out and touch from certain spots. And KMOX moved but stayed downtown. We continue to be downtown near the Arch. Love to say that. But KMOV, they're moving out to Maryland Heights. They are following what KTVI Fox 2 did back in 2009. I was actually working at Fox 2 when we made that move from the studios over there on Hampton, just off of Hampton. Berthold was actually the street, but Hampton is where you know it from driving by. That building was such a fine palace that it was torn down by the Mercedes dealership that bought it as fast as they could possibly get the wrecking ball out. That will not be the case with the building where KMOV is. But the decision-making process, I'm sure it's a dollars and cents situation. That's what it was for the company that owned KTVI at the time. That's the decision it is for Gray Television, who owns KMOV now. You can't fault them for making decisions that they believe are best for their business. I know absolutely nothing about what kind of negotiations might have taken place to try to keep them in the city, but that didn't work out. What's a shame about it, though, and I'll tell you this just from a pragmatic standpoint, as a guy who worked as a reporter at a station that moved out there, is you're not very central anymore. You know, breaking news in Belleville. You know, if you're in Maryland Heights during rush hour trying to get to Belleville, I mean, you might as well be getting out your passport. it's a hike. But, you know, it is what it is, as they say. That's the decision that they made. They're going to be moving out of the building that they're moving into. It looks gorgeous. And so I'm sure it'll be a great work situation for the employees of the station being out there. But yeah, they're going to be gone in the spring, and we'll be down to one TV station and one radio station left in the city limits, at least commercial-wise. George Sells, back with you in a moment. It's 8:56.
Work or play? KMOX is right there with you. We go where you go.
KMOX at your service. George Sells with you till 10 o'clock. Quick segment here as we close down the hour. And I didn't mean this to turn into a doom and gloom downtown show. It's just the last couple of segments that these items have come up. We talked about the crime situation, police situation a few minutes ago. And now very briefly, another downtown St. Louis stalwart is leaving, and that is KMOV Television. Used to be in the same building with this station, with KMOX. Everybody was One Memorial Drive, big happy family looking out the window at the Gateway Arch that you could almost reach out and touch from certain spots. And KMOX moved but stayed downtown. We continue to be downtown near the Arch. Love to say that. But KMOV, they're moving out to Maryland Heights. They are following what KTVI Fox 2 did back in 2009. I was actually working at Fox 2 when we made that move from the studios over there on Hampton, just off of Hampton. Berthold was actually the street, but Hampton is where you know it from driving by. That building was such a fine palace that it was torn down by the Mercedes dealership that bought it as fast as they could possibly get the wrecking ball out. That will not be the case with the building where KMOV is. But, the decision-making process, I'm sure it's a dollars and cents situation. That's what it was for the company that owned KTVI at the time. That's the decision it is for Gray Television, who owns KMOV now. You can't fault them for making decisions that they believe are best for their business. I know absolutely nothing about what kind of negotiations might have taken place to try to keep them in the city, but that didn't work out. What's a shame about it, though, and I'll tell you this just from a pragmatic standpoint, as a guy who worked as a reporter at a station that moved out there, is you're not very central anymore. Breaking news in Belleville. You know, if you're in Maryland Heights during rush hour trying to get to Belleville, I mean, you might as well be getting out your passport. it's a hike. But, you know, it is what it is, as they say. That's the decision that they made. They're going to be moving out of the building that they're moving into. It looks gorgeous. And so I'm sure it'll be a great work situation for the employees of the station being out there. But yeah, they're going to be gone in the spring, and we'll be down to one TV station and one radio station left in the city limits, at least commercial-wise. George Sells, back with you in a moment. It's 8:56.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.